Hello.
Oh man, I've got a really bad echo on my end. Oh wait, now it went away. It went away. Okay. I was like, I'm not going to be able to listen to this.
Well, hi everyone. This is J2K Podcast. We are short a person right now. I'm waiting for him to come to the Twilight Zone version of the podcast where no one knows what day it is.
Ooh.
We're stuck in our homes.
Scary.
Let's make creepy noises with the only using the words doo doo.
That's not creepy, Ben.
Do 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 do.
Doo-doo. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Kareen.
What's up?
What's going on, podcast people?
Me and Christine are in the J2K podcast kitchen, and she is making butter smaller with a fork. With flour and salt, and I'm going to make a chicken pot pie.
Ooh. About to make that dough?
She's making that dough.
Ooh, without nice. Dough,
yeah, we don't have a dough maker thing, so she's using a fork, and it's a real pain in the ass.
A pie is only as good as its crust, and a relationship is only as good as its trust.
Ooh. Very profound. Hey, Christine, just use your hands.
J-Town.
Use your hands, Christine.
Yeah, use those hands. Get up in there.
When I make pie crust, I always use my hands. You guys will never eat my pie, will you?
Especially these days.
Maybe that French guy will.
Oh. Oh boy.
I'm baking today
from
too.
South America. I forgot.
South American. Yes.
I too am also baking.
What are you baking?
I'm baking a paisano bread. A peasant bread.
That's good.
Yeah. So last night I made a what's it called?
Only you would know.
A frittata.
A frittata.
Was I close? We're all guessing. Come on, what's your
guess? What'd you make?
Hold on. I made a poolish. A poolish is equal parts flour and water and a little bit of yeast. And it ferments overnight and produces alcohol. Yeah. And when you add a poolish to a dough, it makes the flavor really rich and the crust really, really golden brown and crunchy.
Hmm. So Justin's been making hooch. Yep. Making that hooch bread.
Bread fermentation, boy.
I was reading about bread, about fermentation from a scientist the other day and how you do not need yeast. From the store to make yeast.
Yeah, you can make your own.
Yeah, she was talking about all these different ways to make yeast, to make your own bread. And I was like, man, that sounds amazing, but I'm just going to order takeout again.
Well, and to stay in theme with the podcast being like about body parts, aren't there women who've made bread out of the yeast out of the vagina?
Yes, there are.
That's disgusting.
See, only you guys have heard of that.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I'm gonna never eat that bread.
I think they brewed beer from yeast vagina
Was it Gwyneth Paltrow's?
Maybe. I heard she has vagina-scented candles.
I know. Maybe she's got vagina-scented bread.
She has vagina-scented candles?
What? Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
she doesn't.
That's why somebody made a meme of a fish on fire and said, man, I'm loving my Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh, I've never heard of that. That's really funny.
Yep.
What you guys been up to? Hanging in the house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the house.
Good job.
I got something off my list to do today that I'm just so excited about, and that is hang one picture. Because I have not hung any pictures in my house since I moved in because I have lath and plaster walls, which are a lot trickier to hang stuff on than you can't just like hammer a nail into them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd love to just like hammer a nail in the wall and just be like, oh, you know, I don't think I like it there. I'm going to move it over a little bit, like that kind of stuff. So I really had to...
Like the command wall strips.
I can't use those either.
What?
They pull the plaster off.
Oh,
yes,
no.
It's in my lease.
But how did you hang it?
I had to get wall anchors and drill a hole and then put the anchor in and then put a screw in. And then you have to back the screw out a little bit to get the wall anchor to spread.
Lots of work.
It was lots of work, but now that I've done it a couple times, well, I did one. I knew if I just did one, I'd do more, and now I've done several more, and now I'm kind of on a roll, and there's tools laying out all over my house because I have to use like drill bits and hammers and tape measures and levels and all that fun stuff that I love to do. Yeah.
I will probably go with just like old school posters and tape.
Well, yeah, I know exactly.
Enough.
Well, right before this whole shitstorm started, I went to Target and got really cute thumbtacks because I even thought, you know, I might just have to improvise some things and like thumbtack some stuff up. And I have spent the last 30 minutes looking everywhere for that damn little box of cute thumbtacks that I got, and I can't find them anywhere. And I got them like 3 weeks ago. Now I'm mad.
Darn it.
And you keep your house pretty clean too. How are you not finding those?
Well, that's the problem with moving into a house that's way too big. Is I literally have stuff everywhere. And it's just, I haven't been forced to organize it because it can just always go somewhere and not be in my way. That's how. Yep.
Well, you better not get out the back end of this, not being unpackering.
I know. I know. You guys, I had a dance party in my kitchen and I was mopping my checkered floors and listening to 60s music and dancing at the same time.
Yeah,
in my sweats.
I definitely sat around today. This bread that I'm making is an all day ordeal. Like you have to keep folding it over and letting it rest for an hour about four or five times.
Cool.
So it's an all day deal. And I started it last night. So I definitely was making dough and playing music from The National, which is definitely rainy day music, and dancing around my kitchen. Mm-hmm. Doing the sock slide around the kitchen.
Jeff did a little dance yesterday in the kitchen. Right, babe?
Oh, God. Is this going to make us uncomfortable?
No. He did two dances. We've been playing Gin Rummy.
Oh.
And he won a couple pretty good hands, and he did a little dance.
Good. Now that's the kind of shit that makes me like lose my mind. It's not like all the other big stuff. It's like I would die to have somebody play Gin Rummy with right now. Oh, that would be amazing.
Dang it!
Just deal two hands and have Ruby be one.
I was gonna say you can have
you play both.
Ruby,
well, you know, it's funny. I was even thinking like. Would there be a way to play like on like FaceTiming or something like that? And then I'm like, no, because we wouldn't like if someone like, what if you guys were to deal me a hand And then I had a deck of cards, and like you showed it to the camera, but not to each other. And then every time it was my turn to draw, you drew for me and just showed it to me.
Oh yeah. That's funny.
And then I found it out of my own deck, and like it would take a lot of work.
You can play like dice or Yahtzee, like via Zoom or whatever.
Oh my God, let's do it! I love playing Yahtzee. Yeah.
There's an app called Discord, and you can play table games on like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff. And I think that would be a blast.
I want to play with you guys, like in person, like face to face.
We can't do that.
Apparently, Christine doesn't want
to
do that.
No, we can't play face to face.
I know.
No, on Zoom or whatever.
Oh, well, on that app, we can do it.
Yeah.
I thought she meant like I want to play face to face, like for real.
Well, yeah, that or like through the camera, like with actually you guys and not just like a random stranger or you guys playing through the app either, you know.
Yeah. We can do the app. I don't know how to play Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm really lucky that I get to see my kids in person and have them over. But I haven't seen my girlfriend in a month.
Oh, my God.
Losing my mind.
Oh. Have you guys just, like, thought about just meeting up and not, and, I mean, you can still see her. You just can't, I mean, do you just don't think you can, it's just not even worth it to, like, not be able to touch?
Yeah. She lives an hour away.
Well, I know. But, like, just meeting and going on a walk or.
Yeah. We're breaking that 6-foot thing.
If you see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, fuck COVID.
Fuck on COVID.
Exactly.
Eat my pie, bitch.
It'll be like that moment in The Notebook where they're walking down the pier or the deck. I don't know. Probably no one's seen that.
I have. I've seen it.
She runs to him. He runs to her. She jumps in his arms.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about your reunion.
I know. Seriously.
I can wait.
It seems like she's having an easier time dealing with this, which is even harder because there is a saying in relationships, or I have a saying, the love is like a war and the person who loves the least is winning. So the person who gives, I know that's an awful saying, but the person who gives the least amount of attention is in some sort of control, and the other person will always be, and that fluctuates in relationships, you know, back and, but that's definitely been difficult because she's busy and her kids are home and she's got projects around the house that she's doing. And you know, sometimes I'll text her and she won't respond until the next day. So it makes it difficult.
Do they have an international studies program at the local university down there?
Don't start no shit, Karine.
Hold on, we're making a rolling pin.
We're making a rolling pin out of a bottle of wine.
Oh, good. Well, Justin, that's a bummer. I know that that's got to be really hard too. That's really hard, you know. And any relationship, just being away from the one you love, and you know,
it is.
And you might just be getting into your own head a little bit because you're going a little crazy. So I wouldn't look into it too much, you know.
For sure, it's hard not to. It's hard not to overthink everything.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Try not to do that. Because you probably are just overthinking it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's hard not to overthink stuff. It especially is. For
Yeah. Yep.
Well, hey, overthinking is life.
Stories in your head.
Well, I was just gonna say right now, I think relationships are hard no matter what your situation. You know, whether you're managing kids at home and the two of you are just trying to not kill each other.
I was gonna say there might be a lot of people out there that are like totally envious of you right now, Justin.
I know. There was I love Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. They're just hysterical. and they were being interviewed by Katie Couric. And she's like, how's it going? And Jax is like, what is it? What did he say, babe? He's like, not good. And she's like, he's always there. And then Katie is like, well, can't your house is big. Can't you like be in a different room? And she's like, he's just so big. Yeah. Or he's so loud. That's what it is. He's so loud. So I can kind of relate. Everybody's kind of, I think, struggling right now.
I have been trying to keep on a routine, though. I get up and bathe, and I actually get dressed, which kind of feels like some sort of normalcy.
Yeah.
And I have a breakfast routine that I do. I try and work out. And I know we've got two people that are in recovery from alcohol and substances. But I'm not, and I do drink, and I've really been trying to not do that, or to not turn to that out of boredom, mm-hmm. because that just amplifies that feeling of depression and despair and loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And then, but then you sent us pictures of all the growlers you bought.
I know.
That was one night, babe.
I know. How many times did you group text us that night? I was like, oh, Justin is wasted.
That's what we were saying. At one point, I was like, oh, I missed like 11 texts. I'm done.
I was like, I'm not going to even open it. I don't even want to say that I read it.
Was I really that out of hand?
There was a lot of them. And then you're like, oh, my ex-girlfriends have messaged me today.
I know, that one was like, oh.
It was like, oh, yeah, Justin's drinking.
Oh, I was trying to confide in you guys because one of my favorite musicians passed away from COVID-19. And I sent you a message saying how much I loved him. And then I said I loved him enough that back then that girlfriends I dated at the time were messaging me to ask if I was okay. I wasn't. Yeah, I was sober.
He put a laughy face at the end of that, like, check it out. But it was the rapid fire text that got us, buddy.
It was. It was the rapid fire text.
Like, I got what you were doing, bro.
Sorry, I'm lonely. I apologize.
You love the guy, but you're just talking to brutal people.
Or brutal people love you.
Fucking mean they are, bro.
So two things.
Good material.
The first thing, that growler picture that I sent these guys that they're talking about, I ordered some food for the first time. I got from a brewery called Santium Brewery, and they make British meat pies. So
those look so good.
That did look really good.
I ordered a meat pie with chips and smashed peas and a growler. And you can also order rolls of toilet paper, up to 10 rolls. So
that was awesome.
Four rolls of toilet paper. And the other thing they're talking about, a musician from Fountains of Wayne, the bass player from Fountains of Wayne, passed away. And I was really into those guys. They got me through some hard times.
Well, yeah, and when you get a growler, you're going to need some TP.
Meat pie and a growler. Rootspan.
I know, you know, I'm just washing my hands, but there's not a mute. I can't mute myself.
I can't mute you either.
Sure.
Yeah, so you guys are just going to have to listen to me. Scrub-a-dub-a-dub. Can you guys hear it?
Yeah. That's why I said he's peeing.
Getting some good lather over here.
Sing the birthday song. How long you're supposed to wash your hands.
Yeah.
So, speaking of music, Justin, what do you think of what I sent you?
It was good. The guitar sounded either maybe too loud, or I don't know. It was good, though. I really liked it.
Did you like my synthesizer?
Was that you on the synth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
See, he said it was you too, but like I didn't see you. He got a film, babe.
I don't want to be on film.
What? Well, we didn't send it to Corrine.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought that was the other one that you had out earlier. That was you and Babe.
Yeah, I know you. I know you don't want to be on film, Christine. But guess what? It's not up to you. The people want you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You're like probably the biggest star on this podcast.
But yeah, I was playing around with the synthesizer and I made up my whole, what, like six notes.
Good job.
Don't downplay it, babe.
Babe. And then he made the guitar around my synthesizer.
Well, and also, Justin, if you notice, I pulled your bass out of the case and played a bass line in the looper. And so I was just singing. Like, I had the guitar and bass looped.
I know. I heard that. It was nice.
He was so cute. Like, I was playing the synthesizer the whole time. He went from the one guitar and then to the other guitar. And then at one point, he ran over to the drum. I was sad for him that we didn't have more instruments. He's just, like, running around. It was cute. Trying to keep ourselves entertained. We've done a lot of Wii bowling.
So, yeah, we haven't done a lot of Wii bowling.
We've done quite... Dude, we played like, three nights this past week.
Well, okay. That's some.
Yeah. We went on a walk today.
Sweet.
Let's go.
I've been doing that too. Yeah. I went for a 4 mile walk yesterday in the park across the way.
Wow. Yeah.
Minto Brown.
Yeah, Minto Brown.
Oh, so really are there a lot of people there, Justin?
What was?
Are there a lot of people?
There, you know what? It was raining yesterday, so not a whole lot. But okay. My sons and I went, and every parking space was full last week.
See,
and I'm not going to be around those people.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to go. I suggested Minto Brown, and he's like, there's gonna be too many people there.
Well, but like, we're supposed to stay at home, and you want to drive down to a park in the downtown of a city. Well, like, just seems like against what we should be doing.
Well, you are allowed to drive.
You're yeah, it's not that bad as long as you're social distancing.
Stopping, getting out and walking around a park in downtown outside. A city.
Outside.
In a city.
You can stay 6 feet apart. I just thought it would be good.
In a city that's a hotbed of COVID.
It would be good to get out of the house.
It's like a city of 200,000. It's like Chicago in here.
It is the hotbed of the virus right now. Yeah. Though.
I know, but
it
did is. You read that? The numbers, they're saying that is because we have the biggest hospital. Like pretty much south of Portland in this whole central area, Central Valley. So they're thinking that there's cases that are being counted because they've come in from other counties as well.
Well, and here, this is the only thing I'm going to say about it, because I know people don't really want to hear about it, even though that's the only thing that's going on. But in the end, when this is all basically over and we're back to work, the reason that it's going to be so bad here is because we didn't fucking test and track this shit. Like, they're not testing.
Yeah, I know. You know what I call our governor? So, nowhere to be found Brown.
Well, I'm not going to get into bashing people. It's just nobody is testing. Nobody's tracking. Like, Germany has a low rate because they're testing and tracking.
Uh-oh.
I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do agree with you, and I think that our lack of testing is going to prevent us all being able to safely move back into normal life and whenever that happens, whether it be in a month or 3 months. Like, I feel like if we don't have testing, we can't move back into that and unless we have a vaccine. I mean, it's just the bottom line. So, yeah. I am tomorrow, me and my good friend who, so you guys, I haven't left my house except for a walk around the neighborhood. And I think today is day 12.
Oh my gosh. That's impressive.
I know. Well, I mean, I like, oh my God, there's my push pins. Yes. So they were in a bigger container than I thought. So I was looking for something small.
That must be a East Coast thing. Push pins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
push pins.
Yeah.
Hang posters. My friend and I, so I have not left. So I'm doing this whole thing where I'm not judging people on what they do. And I'm just trying to be a really good example to my parents. That's a good reason for me to just stay put because, you know, I stocked up. I'm a single person. I don't need anything. Like, I literally do not need to go to the store for anything. You know, I still have Skittles left. So I'm running low on smokes. So that's going to be the next, that's going to be the reason I have to go out of the house probably.
Or the reason to quit.
Oh gosh, I know. But we're going to go walk around downtown Salem tomorrow. We're not going to go to a park, but we're going to walk around the streets. And she is a photographer who I'm always inspired. Every time we go do stuff, I should have brought my camera. And I was like, why don't you bring your camera? Bring your camera. So I called her and I said, why don't you get your camera and let's just go walk around, you know, the Capitol buildings and the memorials. So we're going to meet at the World War II Memorial tomorrow and we're going to keep our distance and just kind of walk around and observe the flowers and plants that are blooming and the buildings and take some photos, which I think is totally fine to do if no one else decides to do it with us. If the whole city of Salem stays home. Well, considering tomorrow's going to be the first day that we're not going to have rain in 2 weeks, there's probably going to be people out and about. Yeah. But I think that there's enough room down there to you know.
No, we were at the Capitol when Saturday Market was going, and it was just us and your daughter and her friend and maybe a handful of other couples on a non-rainy Saturday.
I've been there on beautiful day on a Saturday, and it's a ghost town over there during the weekend.
Fucking hypocrisy.
Oh my
god. Yeah.
Jeff said, I don't want to start a battle, but being that I've been going to work, he watches a lot of CNN.
Yeah.
So he's listening.
I watch a lot of different shows.
Yeah. I'm not starting a battle.
Well, you are because you said it.
Okay. See, all the
she's just making a statement. Justin, I was just thinking the same thing.
Like, if this is what you want to do, then we'll talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I watch shows so that I know what the numbers of sick people and dead people are.
Well, you don't have to watch shows to know that.
So I keep track of that. And, like, that's it.
Yeah. You can go on to
they want you to stay in your house.
You can go onto the New York Times website and they've got a really awesome interactive map on there that tells you all the numbers for the world.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Cool.
I'm keeping a log and then I'm going to put it in my pandemic. What do you call those things? Time capsule.
Ooh, you're making a pandemic time capsule.
I think I am. Yeah, and when it's all over, I'm going to throw all the extra Clorox wipes I have that I really don't need. The bottle of iodine my sister had me pick up that I will never use.
The pair of sweatpants.
Pair of sweatpants I never took off. You know. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yep.
That's the crust.
How's that?
So, Justin, is your bread done then?
No, it is.
Is it still rising?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still rising.
Will you be baking it tonight?
Yeah, in about 20 minutes, I will. So, every hour for 4 hours, I had to like fold it in quarters in a bowl.
Uh-huh.
And then cover it back up. So
yep.
I just did that for the last time about 40 minutes ago. So in 20 minutes, I'll take it out and cut it into two loaves. And then those have to rest for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll bake them.
Maybe I'll make cinnamon rolls tomorrow. That sounds delicious.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
I don't bake.
I've also been drawing and painting a little bit more.
Oh.
I've been drawing a portrait of a man that I met at a brewery. And he and his wife were in there. And I talked to everybody. So I got to chit-chatting with him. And he's an older, bald man, probably in his 60s. And he was telling me he retired. He was fortunate because he grew up homeless. He and his parents lived in a car. And he was able to become a teacher. And he did it when they still had PERS. And he bought it. He paid, like, bought into the PERS.
Yeah.
And now he is extremely wealthy.
That's great.
So
good for him.
They just have a farm and they make honey. And they were just an interesting couple. So I asked them what their secret to a successful relationship was, because they were madly in love with each other. It was adorable. And he elbowed his wife to get her attention so she could be part of the conversation. And he said, "Do ecstasy together." And his wife looked at me like, "Yep, that's what you do."
Oh, funny.
So I took a picture. I was like, "Do you care if I draw you?" And he was like, "No." So I got their email address. That was probably 7 months ago. So I'm drawing this guy, and I'll post pictures on my Instagram. But I'll text. I'll email her a picture of it when I'm done.
That's cool. Do ecstasy together.
That was their secret to success.
Okay. Never worked for me.
I've never tried.
Never have I. Never done it.
What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, I tried what they said was ecstasy, but I didn't feel any effects.
So it was a Tic Tac?
No, it was a powder I snorted.
Oh, okay. So it was baking soda?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How's your pie coming along?
It's all ready to go. I'm just waiting for the podcast to be over so that I can look at my phone and see how long I need to bake it for.
Oh no, you can't stick it in the oven until the podcast is over?
Well, I don't know the heat or the time.
Throw it in there, do 375, cover the edges with foil, and just keep an eye on it.
We're looking at that,
like,
iPhone.
For reals, you should be fine.
You should post the recipe to the J2K Facebook page. Pretty please.
I should, but if you just go to all recipes, chicken pot pie, then...
That was your dad voice.
Speaking of dad voices, didn't you guys love that video that I sent you of my dad?
Yes. He's
so just for you listeners, my dad, safe as shit, Stan, is a road superintendent for this township in Ohio. And he has an office building that he's not in his office. He probably does maybe 15, 20 hours in the office a week, if that. And then the rest is out. Maintaining roads and, you know, plowing in the winter. And then he has this cemetery that he maintains. And really, I think that's the only reason he loves his job so much, is he loves maintaining the grounds of the cemetery. But he got moved into the cemetery and he sent this really hilarious video of his new office. Y'all just wouldn't get it because you can't see it, but it was pretty
funny. So his new office is it's like the work shed of the cemetery, and he's going through giving a tour of it, and like, here's our hand washing facility. And it was basically like two buckets that were filling with rainwater dripping from a leaky gutter, and on the windowsill above those buckets was like hand soap and lotion. And the bathroom was a trash can with a grocery bag liner. And I don't know. It was hilarious. Like all the, you know, the stuff that he had to use because he's been moved into this basically a shed.
And you know, the funny thing is he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And then I think how much time he put into preparing that video and getting the soap out and like
very productive.
It was like, there's your government dollars, folks. That's what it goes to. Yes.
I wonder if, do you think he winged that or wrote the script ahead of time?
It seemed like it wouldn't have been as funny if he didn't give it a little thought. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely did give it some thought. But, you know, when we were kids, he used to do, like, a lot of, like, this is Stan Nutter reporting live from WKNOD in Dayton, Ohio. And, like, he would film himself, like, when we were sleeping. Not, like, he wouldn't film us sleeping, but I swear it was, like, he was just up late drunk or something and would do these. And, like, we'd come across them on... And he would just like talk about an event of the day, like that happened in our family. Like today, gymnast Camille Nutter broke her arm. Like, you know, and it was just, I don't know. So I'm sure there was definitely thought into it, but no, he did not script it out.
I was hoping he was going to show like coffins or something.
Oh, I'll let him know next time to take you on a tour of the mausoleum and get the key and open up the.
That's one of the symptoms of COVID-19. Dry coffin.
Coffin.
Got it.
Dry cough. I'm taking off. Dry cough and fever. I'm going to leave her.
That's right, baby. Lyrics by Justin and Jeff.
Green's washing her hands again.
That's not me.
Justin's washing his hands again.
Nope.
Good to know. Everybody's washing their hands. Don't time me.
I had flour on it, not COVID-19.
Yep.
Thank you, podcast people.
Got anything? I know.
All right, Dan.
All right.
Keep it short.
Get that guitar out. Let's make it stink.
Oh, that guitar thing only works if one instrument is playing at a time.
It sounded horrible.
Oh, God. You can't hear it. It's just all jumbled.
I've been playing the ukulele a little more, you guys.
Ukulele lately?
Ukulele lately. Yep. I got online and I thought, you know, if I'm going to be a real musician, and not just like one that just memorizes how to put my hand somewhere, I think I need to learn some scales. So I'm learning scales.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're well on your way.
I think so. That's nothing I've ever really focused on. So then I'm going to learn how to read music, and then I'm going to join the Salem Philharmonic Orchestra.
In the ukulele section.
And I'll be on my way to success.
If you will it, there is a way, dude.
I could do that if I wanted to. I do believe that.
For sure.
Yeah. What is Oregon's state song?
Gosh, no idea.
No clue.
I think those are right up there with school anthems. Do you mean like a state rock song?
Yeah. Like Ohio's like got the like Hang On Sloopies, their state song.
Huh.
I know that one.
Like their state rock song. It was like, yeah.
And Arkansas. Yeah.
That's why they played all the football, all the Ohio State games. And
Arkansas is dueling banjos. Because of Deliverance. No? Anybody?
Yep. I got it. Wasn't Deliverance, was that in Arkansas? That was like, I thought that was in Georgia.
Yeah, or West Virginia or something.
I have no idea.
I'm going to look up what Oregon State song is, and we should all learn how to play it, you guys.
I'm looking it up.
Sounds like a hard no from Justin.
Well, it's Oregon, my Oregon.
See, that it's like a school fight song.
Yeah, Oregon, my Oregon. Written in 1927. Yeah.
So, Justin, were you able to hear the lyrics to the song that me and Christine sang besides the last?
No, I was not able to hear the lyrics.
Did you hear me saying the lack of creativity?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I guess every state doesn't have an official rock song.
So on the, we were talking about going to the park and it being busy. There are trails off the paved trail at Minto Brown that are,
right.
That nobody goes down. So the trails I walk are like dirt trails out in the middle of nowhere. So that's helped a lot. And it's really nice to be able to get out of the house. And UV light kills COVID-19. So I'm safe.
Christine and I's first date was really? On those trails. Like we walked the main trails, but also walked off trail.
They're like good trails that like go along the river where you there's like river access where you can like
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are. There's some really nice trails along the river at Minto Brown, and then the bridge also leads to the park downtown. Riverfront Park, which is also right
by the water.
Yeah. How do you get to the park?
To Minto Brown?
Yeah, do you go down River Road and over there?
River Road, and it's just a short distance down River Road on your right.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I know, our audience, we are captivating our audience tonight, you guys. Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like this podcast is over.
Jeff before I started, I'm like, I'm not feeling it today. And he's like, just sit in the room. I'm like, all right, I'm sitting here.
Let's do it.
You ready? On this podcast, especially when we're not really into it, we like to end it like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
J2K.
This song sounds slow, and I'm not sure about the timing.
It's totally off.
Kareem's gonna go for a walk with a friend, social distancing. J.
J2K.
We can't do that anymore, dude. It's horrible.
You're all welcome.
All right, that's it.
All right.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Happy Thursday. Love you all.
Happy Thursday on a Saturday.
Yeah. All right.